Broncos are through just 2 days of training camp at Dove Valley, and while much more lies ahead, the talk of the first couple of days has been the impression rookie Eddie Royal has made, not just as a returner, but as a receiver, and his head coach has taken notice as well.
Yeah, easy. I mean, it didn't take you long to figure out he's going to be a top-notch receiver as well as an excellent returner. And he's in great shape. He's a strong kid. But there's still a learning curve. He's working his rear end off and hopefully improves every day.
And while Royal enjoys the comments by his head coach, he knows he must work harder to become the player he wants to be.
I mean, it's great to hear that, but you always know that you got to get better. I mean, I want to be one of the best receivers in the league. I want to be one of the best to ever play the game, so always got to work harder and harder. I mean, I got a great role model in Rod Smith here. I've been watching tape on him, learning from him, so I still got a long way to go.
Royal has taken full advantage of going against corners Dre Bly and Champ Bailey during practice, who have been impressed as well by Royal. But Bly emphasized Saturday that the rookies need to just keep moving forward.
I think the rookies, they understand their role, understand that, you know, we're moving forward, you know, with or without you. And, you know, if you're on board, jump on, because, you know, we're trying to do great things this year.
I learned something today from Champ. I mean, just how to disguise my route better. I mean, he's great at reading routes, so is Dre Bly, so I'm getting great practice against them.
Royal has been used to wearing a single digit throughout his career. He even wore number 3 during the offseason, but showed up to camp at number 19, which was the only number available due to league rules.
It wasn't my choice. I don't know. I'm trying to make it work. But you're not allowed to wear 3 as a receiver in the NFL, so 19 was my only choice.
You know that Jerry Rice wore that for at least a camp, don't you?
Yeah, they told me that. It made me feel a lot better about the number.
Though it may be a new number, it could be a number Broncos fans become a favorite of this season. For more from day 2 of training camp, let's look at some of the highlights. On one-on-one drills, Kerry Colbert gets to the corner of the end zone and stays in bounds against rookie Jack Williams. But Brandon Marshall headlined the one-on-one drills for his tough catches, this one on Dre Bly, who gave Marshall praise after the catch. Jay Cutler and Brandon Stokley hooked up on this connection, with Stokley outrunning the defense. The defense made its share of plays. DJ Williams gets to Darrell Hackney in the backfield, which drew a high five from his head coach. John Lynch had tight coverage on Daniel Graham, breaking up this pass in the end zone. Tony Shuffler got behind the defense and hauled in this pass from Hackney, which drew a cheer from the crowd. And Dominique Foxworth, who enters his fourth year, picks off this pass from Patrick Ramsey during 7-on-7 drills. And finally, Marquay McDaniel made a nice catch on this deep ball from Hackney, setting the offense up for a score. That's going to do it here from day 2. We will see you tomorrow.